Support for Spookfound Spotlight is provided by the City of Maryville, featuring a conference center at Mazingo Lake Recreation Park, offering a destination for wedding receptions, parties, reunions, and more. Details on availability and accommodations are at mazingolake.com. And from Kawasaki Motors Manufacturing in Maryville, producing gas-powered engines for lawn and garden equipment for over 30 years. Kawasaki has employment opportunities available now for all three shifts, weekends, and full and part-time. For more information, KawasakiMaryville.com.
Welcome back into Spoof Hound Spotlight here on KXCV. Karen OU, I'm your host, Jeremy Werner, and joining me as he does for every episode of Spoof Hound Spotlight is Maryville R2 Superintendent Dr. Logan Lightfoot. So first thing to start out with, I feel like because it's ongoing, construction update. I noticed in several meeting notes from the Board of Education meeting that not only was there a construction update, but looking for furniture.
Yes.
And then I wrote down HVAC.
Yes.
So it sounds like the kind of interior part of construction is happening right now.
Jeremy, you bet. And I think you used the word ongoing. And if there were a mantra for this year, I think it would be ongoing. We're on track. We're on time, which is great news. In terms of what we've got going on at Eugene Field, we are absolutely ready to go. We're ready to kind of continue our phasing plan, which is wonderful news. But boy, is this spring and this summer going to be a big one for us. We've got a lot of construction going on at Eugene Field, but we're also going to be starting Maryville Middle School and Maryville High School in the summer as well. So there's a lot of pieces moving right now. When it's all said and done, it's obviously going to be great. But a lot of moving pieces. You'd mentioned HVAC. We are working with a company right now that's going to put us a package together that'll kind of tell us exactly what's wrong with our current HVAC system down there and give us recommendations on how to remedy that. And I would anticipate work and construction for that starting probably in even late May. For doing those kinds of things. Had a chance last week, which was really a lot of fun. Took a group of teachers and administrators from Maryville Middle School down to the furniture company that we're going to be using for some of the collaborative furniture pieces at the middle school. And just, if you can't leave that meeting excited, I don't know what's wrong with you. It's really kind of neat in terms of what they're going to pick out for kids. And that space is going to look totally different. And really excited to showcase that for our kids.
It's not IKEA furniture, is it?
It's not.
Have you ever put IKEA furniture together?
I have. And
yeah, it's not fun.
It's not fun. And those last about 3 days. So hopefully a little more quality than IKEA.
For those who've never done it, it's like you've gotten a really cool looking Lego set, but then the constructions are the opposite. They're confusing, obnoxious, and then sometimes there's a piece missing and you don't know why.
Yeah, 100%. And so hopefully that experience does not happen at Maryville Middle School. But yeah, in terms of the furniture, it's going to look really nice. But one thing I think is going to be awesome about this job is for each one of our grade level wings, we're going to get what we're calling a think tank installed. And so essentially you're looking at some extra square footage for an ancillary classroom space that you can use any time of the day. Our goal is to make that area obviously visually appealing, but more important than that, really usable for our teachers and our kids and very appropriate for the middle school level. And we think we're going to be able to accomplish that.
So you said like teachers involved in that process as well. I'm just interested in the whole furniture shopping aspect because I imagine just a group of you at the furniture place kind of, not like a couple buying a new couch or something, but like going over and just like going back and forth on not only the aesthetic, but what works for, each grade and each teacher.
Yeah, it's actually a little bit of a process. And we're about to do the same thing with teachers at Eugene Field. Different types of furniture, but same kind of process. So what we don't do is just show up at a furniture store and say, what do you guys think? It's more of a strategic process. We kind of go through. I've got my price point, how much we can spend. I talk to some of the furniture folks ahead of time and give them notes from our team, really what we want in furniture. And they'll actually go through, which I thought was really kind of neat, is we show up and they've got three different showrooms set up with different options for furniture. And so our teachers can actually get that, look at that. And I really just sit there. I'm kind of a note taker at that point. Really kind of what do we like? What are the things we really value? What are things that'll perform well 5-10 years down the road, and that's kind of how we make our selections from there.
Okay. And the other thing involving construction, I think, is impacting Christmas break in a positive way, at least for students. But I'm sure everybody enjoys. Well, I'll let you take the lead on that.
Yeah. So, I think sometimes in my job, I get to be the hero or the villain. And especially with like snow days and things like that. We voted last night. I made a recommendation. Our board unanimously voted on this, that we're going to extend our holiday break in December by one day. So students, I believe we're going to be coming back on the 7th of January. We'll now be coming back on the 8th. What that's going to do for our staff is it's really going to help us out to make sure when kids are back, we are really ready for them. And in particular, the elementary level, it's going to give staff an extra day down there to get their room set up and ready for kids. So they'll have 2 days to be able to do that. The rest of our school district, we had to cut down on PD days quite a bit this year just because of our schedule and construction and things like that. So we actually have a lot of needs with PD and collaboration. And so that's going to give the rest of our staff members and teachers another day to kind of collaborate and kind of get ready for that spring semester.
And I'm sure there's already students hoping for snow the day or night of the 8th so that they can have the 9th off as
just,
well.
I mean, just go ahead and extend it out, yeah.
That's what I would do if I was a student again.
I would too. Now, hey, good news on this, though. We are, you know, we're almost into December, and I have yet to have to drive roads to see if we have a snow day or not.
Yeah, we don't have wood in here, but I'd knock on that. We were actually just talking beforehand about, you know, what a mild winter it has been so far, but knock on wood.
Oh, I tell you, we got punched in the face last year in January. I went and added this up earlier this fall. We missed 6 days in January.
Really?
Yeah, that's a lot.
And I do not remember that.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, none of those days that I can recall were even iffy.
What was it, snow, or was it, because I think it was a cold spell.
We had some really, really cold weather, like dangerously cold. We had some snow. So we had all that. And, those are always those fun calls to make when, you know, it's probably never the right call, but we always really want to err on the side of safety for our kids.
Have you done, and I see this, you know, because of social media now, have you done a fun announcement yet?
I've done one in previous districts, and so I think I'll probably I want to sneak one here in Maryville. I've got some ideas.
Workshopping it.
Oh yeah, I got a few things rolling around in my head. So
I'm curious, what were some of the ones you did previously?
Oh, let's see. I had my kids make the announcement one time, and that was kind of fun. I made a song one time, and that was kind of. And I'm a terrible singer, so that was a good one. There was one year I was in Nebraska, and obviously a Chiefs fan, and it was it was a playoff game. Maybe it was when we lost in the AFC Championship to the Patriots, mm-hmm. I believe. Like maybe Mahomes' second year. I dressed up as an official and threw a flag on the weather, and so that was kind of fun. So little things like that. I like to be a little creative.
I'm curious. Did your kids dress as you?
They did not, and that would have been funny though. They my kids, man, like as they get a little bit older, they really get into these snow days,
mm-hmm.
and so like we had them go out and kind of do this little skit about snow days. But I actually now if there's a day like. If there's going to be really cold weather or we get some weather that night and I go out and drive the roads, I let my son go with me last year on some of those. And I learned that was a big mistake because, like, the politicking begins from the moment we leave our driveway.
Mm.
Oh, Dad, we can't get buses on this road. There's no way people can drive. I've got a friend that lives in the street. His mom can't get out. So I'm probably going to be flying solo this year on those.
You know, you have three kids, right?
I have two.
Two, okay. Is one of them at the age yet? I remember this in high school. If we had a snow day, my parents would literally just nudge me awake, tell me a snow day, and then just let me go back to sleep. Are they at that point?
Oh, they, I'm telling you, like, I'll let them know that it's a snow day, and I am like the king hero for about 10 minutes. So, it's a much anticipated thing at the Lightfoot house for sure.
Because I remember, even before that, when I was really younger, if I was told there was a snow day, my first thought was, awesome, I'm going to go watch cartoons. Like, uh-huh. I immediately bolted to the TV and just watched the cartoons I couldn't watch because I'd be at school. And then Price is Right.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think I just played video games because then it was just soap opera time.
Yeah, yeah. But you gotta sneak the Price is Right in there for sure.
Oh, yeah. Is that still a thing?
I don't know, but that like I that music, you know, the intro music.
Yeah.
Like when I hear that, I'm either sick or it's a snow day when I was a kid, because when mm-hmm. I hear that, I'm home.
Or I don't know if you had a doctor's or dentist's office with TVs, but if I would always want my parents to schedule Price is Right so I could watch it there. It's like, well, if I'm going to the dentist and hating it, I might as well, you know, watch Bob Barker
as well,
on TV.
Yes.
All right. Well, getting back to the school district, I guess the other thing I wanted to talk about was this Root Ed post-secondary results and the program and what these results mean.
Yeah, so for those of you that don't know, we have a program at Maryville High School. It's called Root Ed, and it's unique for here in Missouri, but we have a post-secondary advisor, and that's actually Becky Houchins. And if you know Ms. Houchins, she is just a phenomenal counselor and just a great advocate for kids. And really her role is to take our senior class and whatever their next steps might be, work with parents and work with kids on making sure they're very prepared for next steps. So like, for example, when you look through those results, it kind of shows state of Missouri versus Maryville versus like schools in terms of how many kids have sat down with the post-secondary counselor and gone through a plan, how many have filled out a FAFSA. And there's all these steps along the way that really can make a young man or woman really prepared for post-high school. And they're all really important steps. And what I am so encouraged to see is you see those numbers and how high the percentage of our senior class is that have done all those things. And that is such a huge credit to Ms. Houchins and our high school counseling department, because it's been a few years since I graduated high school. But I remember I applied for one place to go to college, and that was Northwest, and really didn't know a whole lot about it. And I'm a first generation college graduate, and so my parents didn't know a whole lot about it and those kinds of things. And I just think if we would have had that kind of service when I was in school, it would have really helped better prepare me. And I think it's a blessing we're able to do that for our students here at Maryville too.
And I don't have the numbers in front of me, but Maryville was above the state average, and I think it was the highest in the Northwest region.
We were, even. Yeah. Just in that, like I said, I don't want to sound like a resounding gong here, but that's credit to our counseling department, and that's really a credit to – it shows what they value, you know. I mean, we want to make sure when a student graduates from Maryville High School that he or she just has a very, very clear plan and sees all the supports in place to really make that person successful.
And speaking of student success, it's been 20 years since I've taken ACT, but recently you had a student who basically aced it.
No, basically, he aced it.
Yeah.
Which is pretty awesome. Raymond Zhao, and scored a 36 in his first sitting on the ACT.
And this apparently is very frequent in the school district I was reading.
Yeah, we've had four. And in the last couple of years, which is, I was a high school principal for 10 years, and I never had one. And I was at a fairly high achieving school district as well. And I think our highest was maybe a 35, and that happened once. But we've had four. And so we've been very blessed with some very gifted kids to come through here, but also we've got a high school teaching staff that really challenges our kids. And I hate to sound cliche, but the proof's in the pudding.
So it's easily been 20 years since I've taken it. It's still like a 3-hour block of time just in front of this massive test, right?
100%. And for most students, a lot of it boils down to test taking stamina. You know, you look at the math portion. It's very, very skewed towards geometry and below. You know, it's not that you've got brand new things you're seeing on the ACT. It's learning how to be a good test taker and learning how to utilize your time, things like that. And that's another credit to our Maryville staff, our high school staff, that they really do work with our kids to be very successful on that test, because it's very important.
It's really impressive. Just from my own memory of taking the test and being able to focus and zone in on that many questions over a 3-hour period.
Yeah, absolutely.
Other thing from the Board of Education meeting I wanted to touch on was you guys got back your audit.
We did.
What did it say?
We had a great audit. And when I say that, that might sound very simple, and that might sound like something that's just a function of a school district. But Jeremy, I can guarantee you, when you have a great clean audit like we had, that is such a credit to your business department. And Mindy Scadden, Andrea Allen, Jen Judd, Val Clements, those are the people that make sure our district runs very, very well. And when you talk about a school district, you're talking about, I don't want to say a business, but you're talking about an entity that can, that spends $24 million a year. That's a lot of money to go through. And we've got to make sure we have got practices and procedures in place that we are the best stewards of our tax money as possible. And I couldn't work with a better team of people that make sure that we do that. And the audit shows it. We're running very well as a school district. Our cash reserves are in healthy shape. We're doing a lot of construction, spending a lot of money right now on things that we said we were going to do, but we want to make sure we do that as efficiently as possible. And the proof's right there. So I'm very proud of that.
So a lot of good news this month.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
The maybe not good news for the board, but the other thing the board discussed and I think approved was the opening of basically elections next year for several seats on the board.
Yes, absolutely. And so this is going to be my sales pitch, so bear with me for a bit.
Okay.
We love to have good folks run for our school board, and we love to have folks that have kids in mind that really want to make a positive impact in our community. What better place to do that than a board of education? And so we actually, you can check our district website. I don't have know the dates right offhand, but we do have, we're open. Our office is open. Our office is actually open over Christmas break for a little bit of time. If you're interested in running for a seat on the school board, we vote for that in the spring, but you file now. So I would encourage anybody, if you got a heart for kids, if you want to see good things happen for kids in our community, consider running. It's a great thing. And I'll go further and encourage you. If you want to learn more about what it is, if you don't even know what a board of education is, give me a call, stop by the office. I'd love to do a visit with you, because I think we've got a very, very good school board right now that's very intent on doing what's best for kids, and we want to just continue that, keep that movement rolling.
And I'll chime in. I don't have a sales pitch, but as someone who covers elections, I do love contested elections. Because when you go to a candidate forum or any kind of questionnaire like that, and you can tell the difference between someone who's running unopposed and someone who actually has a chance at being unseated or getting a seat where there's actual competition, you can tell the difference in passion in their answers, the difference in how they, you know, respond to people. And so I would encourage, you know, just like you said, anybody, because when there's a contest, there is more interest and passion being driven into the position.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, and I'll just go back to it's always good to have a bench. It's always good to have people interested to serve, you know, for really good reasons for your school board.
All right. Well, it's time to move on to the part of the show where we better know Mr. Logan Lightfoot by asking a variety of sometimes inane questions. The first inane question, what's a hobby or skill that you've always wanted to learn? And for me, it's difficult because hobby is something you can be like, yeah, I don't really need it, but it's cool to know. And this is going to sound really weird coming from me, from those who know me, but I really would like to know how to whittle.
Nice.
I'd love to be able to I do enjoy going outdoors camping. I know I don't look like it, but I would love to be able to just pick up a piece of wood and just, like, carve a face into it. Or I've seen people just, you know, big, thick logs and then carve out an entire scene of, like, a hunter chasing raccoons or, you know, just it's fascinating to watch. And it's always been something I think is just – it's almost like ice sculpting in a way. It's making nothing into something beautiful. So I think that'd be very interesting to learn. Also, I'd like to learn Spanish.
I like it. Totally different, both of those, but both really good skills. I like it.
Well, I think Spanish because we have so many Spanish-speaking people in this country.
Yes.
And it would be beneficial to learn before I get too old and my brain just can't retain anything.
Okay, so I'm actually going to – I might sidestep a little bit, but I don't think it's sidestepping too much. Instead of a hobby maybe more of a trait. I would love to kind of build and work on more spontaneity. You know, just the ability to kind of enjoy a moment, the ability to just kind of not worry about the rest of the world or implications, just being able to do something and enjoy a moment and have a lot of fun with it. Does that make sense at all?
Yes, I'm not able to do that either.
I think that because, I mean, you know, when you get to be have your grown-up job in the grown-up world, you kind of get your routines and things like that. But I would say over the past probably 3-4 months, I've really tried to do things that, you know, are kind of outside the box and where you really enjoy life, whether it's packing up and going to, you know, a college football game or, you know, I took Landry up there, you know, a couple months ago. Those are the kinds of things I really enjoy, you know, to be able to be a little bit more on, I don't say the wild side, but spontaneous side. Like, I've got a good friend, like, telling me a story where, like, she saw dolphins in the ocean and just jumped in and tried to, like, swim with the dolphins.
You know?
Dangerous, maybe.
Yes.
But, like, in some way, metaphorically swim with the dolphins, if that makes sense. I'd love to be able to do something like that because those are kind of the memories that you look back 10, 15 years on and you really kind of cherish.
Well, first, this sounds like, what was that Jim Carrey movie where he just says yes to everything?
Oh, I'm thinking Liar Liar, different movie.
Yeah, but on the same page. It's almost like the opposite.
Yes.
Anyway, second thing, dolphins are kind of dangerous. I did learn this week, you know, orcas, also known as killer whales.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently they're technically dolphins.
I had no idea.
So that just makes me more concerned about dolphins.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to swim with anything with killer in its name. Just,
no.
I don't know, maybe a decent rule of life.
Well, I'm not, you know, there's just so much stuff we don't know that's in the ocean, and so many times you can't see what's in the ocean, and I'm very much, if you have a pool and I can see the bottom of it, yeah, I'm going to go in. But ocean, no, I don't know what's in there.
But there's that spot, Nate. Just jump on in, man.
So what would be your equivalent of jumping in with a dolphin? Would it be like bungee jumping or something? Because I feel like in a lot of ways it's something that does involve a little bit of physical harm risk.
Yeah, yeah. So I've done this. I've done this once before and was absolutely terrified. I'm scared of heights, like way scared of heights.
Mm-hmm.
And we was down with a couple buddies in Lake of the Ozarks. This was a while back, but we found a place to jump off, you know, on those cliffs
jump into the
lake. Like that to me would be my equivalent of jumping in with the dolphins. Like it is absolutely terrifying, but oh my gosh, how fun was that? And like we still talk about it, and I still exaggerate how much I jumped, but things like that. I think that'd be my equivalent.
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah.
And it's very much a guy thing. I don't know what it is.
That totally is.
Like I had a teacher, ironically, in high school who went down to Mexico, and they were at a restaurant that was overlooking the Pacific Ocean, and he was like, hey, what if I just, like he asked someone at the restaurant, hey, would it be okay if I just jumped off the edge into the ocean at the end of my meal and, you know, swam back? Like, that'd be fun, right? And they're like, oh, yeah, we have people do that all the time. Go for it.
No way. See, that's awesome. I think that's cool.
So I'm not saying we encourage anyone to take a risk like that, but it is very thrilling to do.
I can imagine.
So the other one. This goes back in a lot of ways to the risk. If you could have any animal as a pet, what would it be? And for me, I feel like I've seen too many Instagram videos of people with foxes, and I would be interested in owning a fox because they just kind of seem like a combination of cats and dogs where they're very affectionate and want to play, and then other times they just want to chill and be left alone.
I like that. Okay.
And then, of course, you know, we had the big fight this month with Mike Tyson and crap, I forgot his name. But Mike Tyson owning he owns a tiger, right?
He's a tiger fella.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I feel like I know enough about dangerous animals not to own them. But that doesn't mean anyone can't. I mean, yeah. Siegfried and Roy, if people don't know who that is, were magicians in Las Vegas who performed on stage with tigers. And I remember reading years after they died that they literally live with some of them in their mansion.
Nice.
Which I'm not doing that ever in my life, but to each their own.
I like it. Okay, so are we suspending reality on this? Like, this is like Logan's Fantasyland?
Okay. Is it going to be a dragon?
No, it's not a dragon, actually.
Oh, okay.
So I would actually take a rhinoceros.
Okay.
I'm fascinated by rhinos. And I think if you ever read about rhinos and kind of their personality, like, they're almost, they've got two really distinct qualities. They're very, very stubborn, and they're very, very determined. Like rhinos only go one direction, and that's forward. And you know how big they are, and the their head and things like that, they can ram through things. But I think it's impossible for rhinos to go backward, like
okay.
with the way that their body sets. But then you look at what rhinos, like their personality, they're also incredibly gentle creatures. And they show, like, in terms of the animal world, they can show a lot of compassion and things like that. So I think it would be so incredibly cool to have a rhino and, like, just see the full gamut of, like, this huge animal's personality and be able to, like, interact with something like that.
What do they eat? Are they herbivores?
Believe so, yes.
It's always fascinating to me that you have these huge creatures and all they do is sustain themselves on plants.
Yes. And that's another probably idiosyncrasy of them. Just, I think anything like that where you – I think it's kind of interesting that when you have animals that can, you know, they like display their personalities, mm-hmm. you know, and you can kind of maybe almost sometimes relate to that as a human. So I'd love to have a rhino as a pet. It'd be pretty cool.
Would you ride it?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Like day one.
In traffic?
Yeah. Who's going to mess with me? I'm on a rhino. You know?
I'm just imagining a rhino just causing a traffic nightmare.
Yeah, and I'd be right on top of it.
Well, then you'd be, you know, if there's a snow day, you wouldn't have to worry about how bad the roads are. The rhino could get through.
The rhino could totally get me there. So I'd be fine. So yeah, I'm now more entrenched on my answer. I would definitely take a rhino.
Okay. You know, when you said suspend disbelief, I literally thought dragon or like a some other kind of fantastical creature, maybe like a phoenix. But no, rhino, you know, have you ever looked at like exotic pet laws in this country? They're very weird. Like you can own, like there's some states you can literally just own a monkey, as we found out. Yeah. From Tiger King, you can literally own a tiger. Yeah. So if no one's written it down yet, maybe you can own your rhino.
I think we might have found ourselves a loophole.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Yeah.
There's no way they've written a law about every single creature on this planet.
No way. Yeah. I'm a pretty pragmatic fella, so I think a rhino would do me good.
Maybe you wouldn't even need to mow your lawn. It would just eat your grass all day, right?
You know, the more we talk about this, the better of an idea this sounds.
It's way better than my fox idea. All right. Well, anything else?
No, Jeremy. Heading into the holiday season, and wish everybody that's listening a great Thanksgiving. Hope you're able to enjoy it with your family and loved ones.
Support for Spoofhound Spotlight comes from Kawasaki Motors Manufacturing, producing gas-powered engines for lawn and garden equipment for over 30 years, thanks to the workforce at its Maryville plant. Employment opportunities at Kawasaki are available now. For information on careers, kawasakimaryville.com. Also from the city of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Golf offerings at Mazingo Lake include the Seacrest 18, the Watson 9, and golf simulators open year-round in the Conference Center. Details on tee times are available at mazingolake.com.